Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Starting us off, Gypsy Rose Blanchard is officially divorcing Ryan Scott. Gypsy has been a hot topic since she was released from prison on December 28th of 2023. The two of them wed while she was in prison in July of 2022, and according to TMZ, Gypsy filed for a divorce Monday, April 8th. Though she did make a post regarding the separation on a private Facebook page last week. In the post, she explained that she would be moving back in with her parents and trying to focus on herself and figuring out who she is. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has always had an incredibly difficult life, and we hope this break provides her with the space she needs to heal from her past experiences. Up next, Robert Downey Jr. explains how he felt about Jimmy Kimmel's jokes about him during his opening monologue at the Oscars. The Oscars are always full of jokes and entertainment, but sometimes these jokes don't land. One joke that fans were particularly upset about was targeting Downey.
And congratulations to Silly Ann's co-star Robert Downey Jr., who is this night is. This is the highest point of Robert Downey Jr.'s long and illustrious career. Well, one of the highest points.
Then, even after hearing the shocked response from the audience, Kimmel doubled down.
Robert has been a. Was that too on the nose, or is that a drug motion you made?
That was Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars. Many fans know that Downey has had a history with substance abuse in both his own life and his parents, so this joke felt incredibly tone deaf. People were very upset with Kimmel after this, stating that it was a sensitive topic and should not have been the punchline of a joke. However, Downey had a different opinion on this. He stated that he didn't really care about the joke and he loves Jimmy Kimmel, going as far as to call him a national treasure. It's good to know that Downey didn't take it personally, and even though he was the butt of the joke at the start, he was an Oscar winner by the end of the night. Lastly, it's been almost 15 years since Glee hit the screens and became an instant classic. Fans of the show are grateful for the comfort it brought, and the actors feel the same. Amber Riley was asked her opinions on the anniversary, and she only had positives to say. She talks about how Glee not only kickstarted her career, but gave her a family that she'd always be able to rely on. Glee introduced both fans and cast members to many different varieties of music and expanded people's taste past just the classics. It had Broadway rock, pop, R&B, pretty much anything you can think of, Glee had it. So if you haven't watched it, please give it a try. Trust me, it's worth it. And that's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.